Diplomacy is the key word at the recent Haines Assembly meeting, and Skagway's choice for manager accepts the job. It's KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Tuesday was the first assembly meeting for new Haines Borough manager David Sosa, who took his oath of office at the beginning of the meeting.
That I will honestly,
faithfully, and impartially perform, the duties of the borough manager, to the best of my ability,
Before the regular meeting began, Chief Fiscal Officer Gila Stewart gave an overview of the manager's budget, released April 1st. The budget keeps borough spending at about the same level as the current budget, with few changes to revenues. The assembly will delve into the details of the budget over the next 2 months. During the regular meeting, Mayor Stephanie Scott gave an update on two ongoing issues, the proposed power rate increase and the Ring of Fire management plan. Alaska Power and Telephone is proposing raising rates across the board by about 18%. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska did not outright authorize that increase. Instead, the decision is going through a longer process. Scott says Haines, along with Skagway, Craig, Thorne Bay, and Kaufman Cove, have been granted intervener status in the case, which gives the borough more of a role in the process than usual. Mayor Scott said the borough's attorney for the power rate increase, Patrick Munson, is also checking to see if any of the other communities want to coordinate to save money. There is a consumer hearing on the rate increase on April 30th that Scott said the borough will make a comment at. On the Ring of Fire plan, Scott said the borough reached out to the legislative delegation, and a staffer from Senator Mark Begich's office met recently with Bureau of Land Management officials in Anchorage. BLM has extended the time it said it will take to release an amended plan for the Ring of Fire area, which includes several thousand acres near Haines, currently off-limit to heliskiing operations. BLM has not granted any commercial use permits for the area while it works to amend the Ring of Fire plan. That has frustrated the borough. But last week, Scott said BLM officials agreed not to rule out the possibility of allowing heliskiing activity in those areas while it continues to work on the plan. Scott also said she was told BLM would be transferring the Ring of Fire work out of the Anchorage office to the Glen Allen office. Alan Bittner with BLM said Wednesday, "That is not yet a done deal." He said the agency is suggesting some boundary changes that would transfer the plan to the Glen Allen office, but those changes have not yet been approved by the BLM officials in Washington, D.C. But Bittner said it could be helpful if the change takes place because the Glen Allen office has more staff that could help the amendment move forward more quickly. The assembly also finally approved a legal document outlining how it decided to reverse a decision by the Planning Commission to allow a conditional use permit for a private heliport near Chilkat Lake Road. That decision didn't come about easily Tuesday night, with Joanne Waterman hesitating to support the approval, saying she thought the language was vague and didn't ensure the permit was for a company to only provide heliskiing and no other helicopter activity. But with only four assembly members in attendance at the meeting, all four needed to agree and vote on the document in order for it to be approved. Waterman did vote down an amendment to the document, and that frustrated Assemblyman George Campbell.
I got to address my fellow assembly people. This is our third time with this before us. This is many, many weeks down the road that we're holding up the possibility of somebody doing a business, and I think that this is absolutely ridiculous.
Waterman reluctantly agreed to vote to approve the document on the conditional use permit for the sake of diplomacy, she said. However, as the mayor noted, Campbell didn't at first return the diplomatic favor during another issue about spending money to operate a pool sauna. Executive assistant to the manager Darcy Kolbeck has proposed the idea of a pool sauna before. He got signatures from pool users saying a sauna would be a good addition and perhaps attract more users. But the assembly's finance committee balked at the price tag for the sauna. So this time, Kolbeck said the Chamber of Commerce is willing to fundraise to purchase the sauna if the borough installs and operates it. Kolbeck estimates the energy cost to operate the sauna will be about $750 a year or less. While Finance Committee members Jerry Lapp and Diana Lapham were not in favor of the first sauna proposal, they said Tuesday with the Chamber of Commerce willing to fundraise for the purchase, there was no reason not to support it. But Campbell did object. He said he wanted to wait until the borough budget was fleshed out, and he was concerned about ongoing operating costs. But the mayor said this was actually a good time to bring up the expense so it could be included in the manager's budget.
The weight of the community desire and the minor expense to the public seems to outweigh that sense of caution.
Lapham said she had reversed her stance and thought the expense was minimal enough to be worth it.
It's really not a big price to pay in the whole scheme of things. If it does prompt users at the pool, if it generates a revenue at the pool, I'm all for it.
Campbell held his ground and voted against the resolution, meaning it failed. But when Waterman immediately moved to bring the resolution back at the next meeting, Campbell did support that. It means the resolution may still pass if there are more assembly members present at the next meeting, and even if Campbell still opposes it. Finally, the assembly discussed whether to support Mayor Scott submitting a letter to the editor of the Juneau newspaper about the Juneau Access Road project. In the letter, Mayor Scott questions the state allocating $35 million toward the project when money for more essential services, she says, like wastewater treatment and school maintenance, is not as heavily funded.
And I'm heartbroken that proper sewer treatment is not a priority for the legislature. I didn't mean this. It's not exactly an anti-road piece. It's a please think about how you're spending your money. And as I say in the piece, there is no money in the budget for major maintenance projects for any schools whatsoever in Alaska. You know, we have a shortage of funds, and so we have to think about how we're spending them.
The assembly didn't disagree with the letter, but the mayor said it was clear the group wasn't supportive of her sending it. No formal vote was taken. Lapham suggested Mayor Scott send the letter to the borough's state representatives instead, and Campbell suggested a delegation from the borough go to Juneau to lobby for more money for the Haynes Wastewater Treatment Facility. But neither of those issues took shape either. There will be a public reception Friday for new borough manager David Sosa, Friday afternoon between 4 and 6 p.m. at the Chilkat Center lobby. And in the Skagway Borough, Scott Hahn of Colorado has officially accepted the position of new borough manager. He was in Skagway last week for interviews and to meet with the public. The Skagway Assembly approved his hire last Thursday, and Hahn accepted the offer Wednesday. Interim manager Emily Deitch said Hahn and the municipality are working through paperwork, and he may start on the job by the end of April. Four people are running for president of Southeast's largest tribal organization. Tlingit Haida Central Council delegates will make the choice during this week's Tribal Assembly in Juneau. Current President Ed Thomas has been in office for most of the past 30 years. He says the leadership change is a major topic for the meeting.
I'm no longer going to be president. I'm not running. I'm not a candidate. So getting the next person ready is going to be very important, as well as selecting his support team on the Executive Council.
Two of the candidates live in Juneau, William Ozzie Shakely and Harold Houston. Richard Peterson is from Kasan, and Jacob Kabog is from Seattle. 14 people are also running for 6 vice president seats. The Tlingit Haida Central Council provides education, housing, finance assistance, foster care, and other programs to tribal members. It began in 1935. Delegates from 18 communities are attending the Tribal Assembly, which runs from April 9th to 12th at Juneau's Elizabeth Petrovich Hall. Sessions will be broadcast online via the council's website. Before he leaves office, Thomas wants to make a delegate selection policy change. He says more and more tribal members are moving to urban areas. The number of seats per community is based on population, and that's upset the delegate balance.
If the trends continue whereby we're having more and more urban, I think we're going to lose voice in our villages. And they are the ones that are probably more dependent upon what we do than some of the people in urban areas.
Former Southeast Senator Albert Kukesh will be the Assembly's keynote speaker. Delegates will also hear from Central Council agencies as well as regional and statewide Native organizations. And we wanted to give you a quick update on stories in the works. The State Department of Transportation is expecting and hoping to release a new environmental assessment on the Haines Highway project around June. That project went back to the drawing board last year after public comments and concerns from some resource agencies and local tribes and residents caused the state to reevaluate parts of its design and plan. The new environmental assessment may or may not be opened up to public comment. It's not required at this stage, but it's not likely any work on the first section of road would begin by the end of this year, according to the state on Wednesday. We'll have more on that story on our Thursday evening newscast. We're also still keeping an eye out for the release of an official proposed lease between the Skagway Municipality and the White Pass Company for the ore dock. While the broad details of an agreement were released earlier this year, the voters and municipality are waiting for the release of a draft lease to discuss it further and to schedule a special election necessary in order to approve the lease. Mayor Mark Schaefer said last week attorneys were looking to release a draft lease possibly by the end of the month. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.